Well, let's talk television now, and let's talk about the former writer and producer of Seinfeld, Larry Charles, who's made a career perhaps of dangerous comedy is a way to describe it. He's directed Sacha Baron Cohen's films, Borat, Bruno and the Dictator. That's just an example of that. His latest work explores comedy that is much more dangerous than the films coming from Hollywood studios. Let's have a listen.
Can you make a living as a comic in Iraq? Helping people forget they live in a war zone. How do you break into comedy in Somalia?
Google it, please.
It takes brave people to make dangerous comedy.
It's a therapy. The little laughter takes away the stress.
Risking their lives just to make people laugh.
You said that, I didn't say that.
Comedians and actors and TV and filmmakers who make comedy in places where it doesn't belong.
Get people to laugh just a little about that which might be the most sacred. And we might get them to open up a little bit.
The Dangerous World of Comedy, now airing on Netflix. Michael Bodie, our regular TV guru, has had a look. Hello, Michael.
G'day, Fran.
It's kind of a good concept, isn't it? The Dangerous World of telling comedy in these war zones and conflict-torn places.
It's fascinating. I thought I was in need of a laugh, and this is both gives you a laugh, but it's also really bracing and striking. He's got four episodes and divides them up, but the first one essentially goes to war zones and talks about survivors and how places like Iraq had such a thriving comedy scene after Hussein was knocked over, but then that sort of disappeared a bit. But there's still plenty there. Also goes to Liberia, which is, it's sort of a section of the doco that's as good as any current affairs program, because it just shows this striking history. And I must warn you, there's some pretty graphic footage of what went on. But then talks to the survivors and how some of them laughed as a means of overcoming their war-torn country. But he also talks to a former warlord, General Butt Naked. That's his name. And he'll explain.
That's really his name.
That's how that was one of the comic aspects of the warlords in Liberia, was they all had these sort of Americanized or silly names. And he got that name because he was photographed butt naked one time. But anyway, a vicious, like insanely awful warlord. And there's one conversation where he talks about a killing that's just, it's beyond the pale. But Larry sort of brings it back to what makes you laugh and what did you grow up on. A lot of them grew up on old American comedies, but there were many African shows as well and African comics. And then he moves in different episodes. He goes into gender and hatred. It's interesting that he shows some empathy even to warlords, but he gets to the alt-right trolls in America who are sort of comedians on the internet. They're the only people he really just takes the piss out of, and you can see why, because they're just idiots. So this is really interesting. And like, yeah, it's a real eye-opener into different cultures and how they've coped, basically, with laughter.
It's called The Dangerous World of Comedy on Netflix right now, yeah?
Yep.
Also this week, a stalwart of modern television returns to our screens. It's Survivor.
Well, this is almost just a...
You're a fan of Survivor.
Well, this is almost
a
nod to it, because there's not much new TV this week, because two stations are ramping up their rugby league and AFL this week. But Survivor...
is a survivor.
It is a survivor. So began in the late, in 1998, I think. And it's the purest form. I think it's the purest form of reality TV. And if you look back in America, things like Big Brother and American Idol sort of followed it in some respects, because this is showing human behaviour. It's peeking in on human behaviour in its most sort of primal, I suppose, a survival contest. So they're up to season 38, which is incredible. It's still rating in the States, of course. It just began in Australia a couple of years ago. Jeff Probst is still the host at a well-preserved 57. And I just thought, that's on Gem this week. The 38th season begins. They've got a minor twist that's not massive, but it's one of those shows that if you sort of switch it on, you get sucked back in again. It's a fascinating one.
Must be something about me. I cannot go there. All right, Michael, anything you want to recommend this week?
Well, The Weekly's back with Judith Lucy replacing Kitty Flanagan on ABC. Queer Eye, which has been a fantastic redo of that series. That's up to season 3 on Netflix.
It's not as good as the original, though. I don't think
it is.
No.
Look, it's got a bit Queenish, I suppose, in the, but I think they're a really good group. The first series I thought was terrific. It was very wholesome, wasn't as, I don't know, wasn't as sort of mad as the original. And on Saturday night, of course, the New South Wales election, which is the ABC and ABC News will screen it, News will take it nationally. But I'm surprised 9 and 7 in Sydney are both going from 7 o'clock all night.
Yeah, so, that's right. Big commitment.
Yeah, big commitment from the commercials. And, of course, Sky News will have their separate take on
well,
it.
Well, it's this timing, isn't it? You know, coming just weeks before a federal election will be killed.
Yeah.
Called. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our TV critic. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 26 minutes to 9.